A Platypus Inheritance. Riversdale. Shoalhaven River. For my lover B.R., friend I.B., and A.B., a generous stranger. Attention. Nails a tongue. Accumulating light flowing in ripe halves. The panorama floats in your vulval face. Easy to transcribe. Easy to paint. And you didn't, not this one. The canvas stretches over eroded landscapes, winded by words. I'll write down the river, past eucalypt forests, where weed succeeds to gravel. Riffles skip backwaters, fast-flowing wristy reaches, sluice river boulders, snag on rapids, spasm the waters in a series of collisions. The abrasive rub of rock and logs, the catch of roots, spray of crystal noise over every move. Fish ease from spinning eddies, inconspicuous in the deep pools beneath banks, undercutting stands of spotted gum. I sketch pirouettes of songless fish, exposing paper cuts in river gums, wading the fish scale braille, etched, bird and combed by the breeze, fluttering like a bird, struggling in weightless inversions. From silvered turbulence, a wedge of current fractures the river, prizing trees from the memory of mercury. A river slides through a valley, up to its accurate ridges, aligned to bounce raindrops the simplest way. Obstinate water is compelled to make the sea. In good faith, we suppose the sea is so very large and effortlessly beautiful under a fat blue sky. Our eyes filter the earth, leaching acids and phosphates. Don't drink the water. Thurlow's Biblical Myths and Mysteries, Nolan's signature in art and text, and a musical lesson by Balthus on the history of erotic art, explains nothing of your source of respiration, the myths by now internalized, and not as interesting as the crucifixions that face each other, transfigured telegraph poles risen from the drowned riverbed, in the shallows between tides, the literal, literal, hope, seasonal, sap oscillating, impressionist, expressionist. Avoid English willows. Their quick reach draws on flooding. Their soft flesh dumps all at once on the river life. Plant a poem. Use plenty of mulch. It may decide to stay, put down roots, infiltrate the landscape, and clamour for verbs.